Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly update in agricultural history, joined as always by Dr. David Vail, the Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Dr. Vail, we all know about the good work done by the University Extension, both in Nebraska and across the nation. Help us understand a little bit more about that relationship between the University Extension and a land-grant institution.
Well, that's right. One of the hallmarks of the land-grant institution idea that was first passed by Abraham Lincoln in 1862 during the early sort of years of the Civil War is this notion of a land-grant college, land-grant outreach for rural communities. And part of that, or maybe a hallmark of that, is extension. And really, there are two components to the land-grant idea here, and that is, one, agricultural experiment stations and extension. And both have a role to play because they are arguing for rural communities knowledge and scientific expertise together, sort of in a public knowledge for a public good, public access sort of way. And so those two components, experiment stations and then extension and extension bulletins more in particular, those things become hallmarks of this land-grant tradition that is alive and well in the Great Plains region.
And Dr. Vail, as a follow-up to that, how would you assess but then also express the value of those extensions?
Well, I would say one of the significant ways to assess the value of extension, the relationships, the science involved, the local knowledge involved, is to actually look at the bulletins produced. And that's an exciting part. As an agricultural historian, you can see the new advances in field science. You can evaluate new technological implements as they came online from the late 1800s into the 1900s. For me, and I think still a key piece to all of this today in 2019, is the relationship between local knowledge and sort of agricultural science expertise. And all those things are highlighted in the bulletins themselves. So you can go to University of Nebraska Lincoln. You can find some of these bulletins at University of Nebraska Kearney. You can see all of this sort of working out in different years and times. And to an extent, although this relationship has certainly changed now in the 21st century, where you have privatized crop evaluators and experts on that sort of end, these extension bulletins still play a significant role.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska-Kearney. Dr. Vail, how have those extensions especially impacted those connections within the rural areas of the state?
I think in Nebraska, but also you can make an argument that this is pretty common throughout the Great Plains, that at least in grassland extension relationships, different regions had different types of relationships. Sometimes they were strong, sometimes they were fraught with problems. But at the end of the day, for me, agricultural extension and the bulletins themselves become these historical artifacts that tell us a lot about the relationships between rural communities and their land-grant institutions, between farmers and agricultural science programs, what students were learning in college classrooms throughout the years, and how they went on or could have gone on to implement those things in the field. And then finally, and then perhaps most importantly, it's this sort of long-term relationship between field agents, farmers, landowners, whether it's trying to mitigate drought issues or trying to address pest infestations. This becomes one of the hallmark artifacts of this much larger relationship. I should just also mention that there was a whole part of what they used to call, they don't call this anymore, but they used to have these ideas about home economic agents. So you would have a whole part of agricultural extension dedicated for home economic things or home use. So oftentimes women agents would be working with wives in the home, and then field agents often were men, especially in the early 1900s, and they'd be working with male farmers out in the fields. But all of that to say, it tells us a lot about this rural community relationship between land grants and communities nearby.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What has happened this month in agricultural history?
Well, this month I'm excited to transport all the way back to January 1870, and that's when Farmers Institutes, they were the precursors, actually, to agricultural extension and experiment stations per se. And they started at land grants like Kansas State, like Iowa State, and really it's just an early version of this that farmers were already doing and trying to find experts to help them farm better, figure out new solutions for infestations, those sorts of things. And so January 1870 becomes one of the hallmark months and years where these farmer institutes become formalized in the Great Plains.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, joining us once again for our monthly update in Ag History. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.